We're talking today with Susan Allen from Dairy Max. Susan, let's talk a little bit about June Dairy Month. This is always a celebration. And really, I guess what we've had Dairy Month for decades, it seems like.
That's right, for decades. And it's a great time to really focus on the hard work the dairy farmers do every day. You know, they're one of the hardest working group of people around, because they get up before, you know, they get up on your schedule with media schedule. They get up really early, sometimes, you know, 4:30 in the morning, milk two or three times a day, depending on their operation, and do it every single day, no matter whether it's Christmas or raining or every single day. And in turn, then they provide us with the milk, cheese, and yogurt that, you know, fits into dietary guidelines, helps us be healthy, and helps us enjoy, you know, our meals. And even, you know, following June is ice cream month, which is one of our favorite months, too. So
of course, a couple of big, big months for the summer season where we do celebrate all things dairy. One of the things that you were sharing with us for our TV segment was this idea of kind of a sustainable circle of what happens within the dairy industry.
Right, and we're kind of calling it Honor the Harvest. So it's really important to realize that there's, if you think about a three-legged stool, there are three legs to that, and if one of them isn't working, then the stool doesn't stand up. So those three legs are feeding people, feeding animals, and feeding the land. And so the feeding people is, you know, of course, you know, we need to eat to survive. But the reality is one in six Americans go hungry, yet we throw away one third of all the food that farmers produce every day, every year. So that costs consumers money at the grocery store, but it's also, you know, that's not honoring the harvest. You know, people really work hard to produce this food for us, and if we just throw one third of it away. So we're the Dairy Council and National Dairy Council and Dairy Max are working together to talk to people about reducing food waste. In fact, reducing food waste at the consumer level is the number one single thing we can do to help the environment.
And, you know, when you do that, just some common sense things of being able to think ahead when you prepare a meal to include the idea of leftovers.
And interestingly, some of the graphics that we found back from the times of after the Great Depression are really helpful today. So buy only what you can use, eat what you buy, reuse food, as far as, you know, eating leftovers, that kind of thing. So it's just interesting that some of those graphics really apply to us today. And, you know, planning to make sure that you eat it and don't throw it away.
Now, the second element involves the animals themselves.
Right. And a lot of people don't realize that aren't in agriculture every day that cows can eat food and things that we would actually throw away into the landfill. So things like cottonseed hull, after we harvest the cotton to make our clothes, cows can eat that and then in turn turn that into more food for us to eat. So they're really, you know, these magical recycling machines that people don't realize. And even things like, you know, in other parts of the country, they can eat the citrus pulp that would be thrown away. So they're magical recyclers, and it really helps produce then more food for humans to eat.
Finally, the third part of that stool that you were talking about is the land that the animals are actually a part of as well.
Right, and farmers and consumers can take food waste, things that would be thrown away, compost that, and then use that as fertilizer on the land again to grow more food for us to eat. And large, you know, we would do that at large scales and do that at large scales on farms, but we can also do that on small scales in our home gardens as well. So feeding people, feeding the animals, and feeding the land.
I know that, you know, a lot of our dairies these days, they've got a very very detailed plan on how they handle the waste that comes from their operations and how they can recycle it successfully.
They do, and it's beneficial to them to be recyclers. It helps them be more, you know, balance their budget a little bit more. And they're a small business, just like, you know, lots of our mom-and-pop businesses. So things like they recycle the water about 3 to 4 times, reuse it, recycle it, you know, with the last thing being irrigating the crops that then grow to feed the animals to make milk for us. So, yes, the dairy industry has actually several years ago, about 2007, made a commitment to be a leader in sustainability. And dairy farmers are produce a gallon of milk now with less resources than ever before, and have really just taken a hard look at that. But also it's that, remember that three-legged stool, so it's not just farmers, it's also us at home. And again, food waste is the number one thing that we can, every single one of us can work on.